Good morning, everybody. It is truly a joy to come to the house of the Lord today. First and foremost, to worship the Lord, and second of all, to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters. I've never been very good at speaking before a large group of people. When I was in college, I had a class one time that we had to spend the whole semester. We had to pick a topic, and we had to spend the whole semester researching it, and we had to write a paper. And then at the end of the semester, we had to present it to the class, and we had to use visual aids and all that, overhead projectors and all that kind of stuff. And I think I'd rather my teacher just take me out and whip me and got it over with than to have to do that. It was really hard, so this is very difficult for me. I don't feel that I'm qualified to stand before you and preach God's word to you, but I think I am qualified to tell you about things that the Lord has done for me, because he has done so many things for me. And there's one in particular that just really stands out in my mind, and it took place at a time about 4 years or so ago when I was going through a very difficult time in my life. And one weekend, I was at home by myself, and my son was gone to stay with his mom for the weekend. It was one of those times when I just shut myself up in my house, and I sat there for 3 whole days and just shut up in the house, didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. And Friday night and Saturday, and the longer time went on, the farther down that I went. I got up and I came to church on Sunday morning, and I felt somewhat better, but still, I went back home and right back to the same thing. I went home, closed my doors, and sat down in my chair, and I just sat there. And I sat there for a while, and I just couldn't take it anymore. And I fell down. I got down on my face on my living room floor. And I told the Lord that I can't take this anymore. And I got up, sat back down in my chair, and I thought, I've got to get out of this house. I can't sit here any longer. So I got up on my feet, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go out and just get in my pickup and just drive around. And so I went out, walked out to my back door, which goes out into my carport. And my carport is all closed in. You can't see out of it except for the end. I got in my pickup, and I backed out of my carport, and there was a pickup sitting in my driveway. And I backed out, turned into my driveway, and one of our brethren was standing on my front porch. And I pulled up there, and he walked over and asked me what I was doing. And I said, well, I'm just going to go drive around and just need to get out of the house. And he said, well, park your pickup and get in with me and let's go. So I did, and I got in with him, and we just went out driving. We just drove. I couldn't even tell you where we went, just driving up and down county roads. And we didn't look at anything. We didn't do nothing but talk for I don't know how long, just drove and talked. And after a period of time, his brother told me, he said, why don't you come out to the house and I'll cook some hamburgers and I'll bring you home whenever you get ready to come home. So I did, and I went out there and had some wonderful fellowship with my brother and sister, and he brought me home that night, probably 10 o'clock or so. He brought me home, but it was like this weight, a tremendous weight had been lifted off of my shoulders at a time when I felt like that I was drowning in a sea of despair. God knew I needed help, and he knew it before I ever asked him. When I got down on my knees and on my face in my living room floor that morning or that afternoon, help was already coming. Help was already on the way before I ever asked. But when I felt like I was drowning in a sea of despair, and God pulled me out and set me up on the dry shore that day. And as we see in the 46th division of Psalm in the first chapter, says God is our refuge and our strength, a very clear present help in trouble. And that is so true. And I just felt, I think about that time a lot. That it's always in my mind, and I just wanted to share that with all of you this morning. And to close up, I just want to encourage all of us to always remember that no matter how bad things are, we have a helper that's always there and ready to help us when we need it. And I would encourage all of us to remember that. And I just want to say that I love all of you. And it's such a joy and a privilege. And I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. And I love this church and I love our Lord. Thank you.